WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
The sun. right, everyone. Welcome. This is Indie Trash. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. And I'm here with Gonzalo. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Yeah.
Good to be back.
It's so good to be back. I was at home last weekend. I was buying new running sneakers.
Ooh.
I went to Marathon Sports and they scanned my feet. It was kind of crazy.
They scanned your feet?
Yeah.
That's why.
You like stand on this thing and then they have these like little sensors.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I know. It was super fun.
Speaking of marathons.
Yeah.
Did you see, isn't that great? One of our friends and our teammates, Brooke, popped over to Berlin for a weekend, and ran a marathon, in like, what'd she run it in? It was like 3:44 or something.
Oh my gosh.
Like so fast.
Whoa.
So fast. It was fucking.
It was really incredible.
It was really incredible.
Sincerest
apologies.
You know what? Let's just move right on.
Let's just move right on.
I remember like Friday morning I saw the lineups and I was just like, oh my goodness, where is Brooke? But yeah, anyways, we're gonna move right on into our first song. It's Undone, the Sweater Song by Weezer.
How we doing, man? It's been a while, man. Let's
All right, everyone. Welcome back. That was Undone, the Sweater Song by Weezer. We have a lot of new music to get through, so sorry that we can't do the whole outro. Yeah. That outro was kind of crazy, though.
It is a crazy outro. Yeah. I love Weezer.
Yeah.
Weezer does great work.
They really do. But there's another band that you love that
I do
we're going to be chatting about.
Okay. All right. So So Flip Turn is releasing new music. And for those who have listened to the show before, you know I love Flip Turn. Mm-hmm. I love mm-hmm. Flip Turn. I've seen them live I've seen them live like three times.
No way.
Have I not told you? I have one of the drummer's drumsticks.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Somebody came up to me after that and was like, how much for it? And I was like, no. No.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Also, why are you offering to pay for an indie band drumstick?
Like, that's weird.
Stop anyways, being weird. But recently they deleted all the posts on their Instagram and then teased a new song, and it came out on Thursday. It's called Rodeo Clown, and it's an absolute banger. I've listened to it at least three times a day since it came out. Beautiful. I already know all the words. And they have a new album coming out in January, and I'm really excited. And I really want to go see them again.
Yeah. That is a little bit evil of them, though, to be teasing a new album that's coming out in January.
It's so many months. It's really lame. The album cover is really cool, also, if people want to take a look. That's what I was going to do before we started talking about the thing that we're going to talk about after after this song. But yeah, it's a great song, and... It's a lot of fun. It's got a fun beat. It's really it's fun. I hope you all enjoy.
All right, so here's Rodeo Clown by Flip Turn.
Take it so personal.
great.
Hello.
That one was so fun. It's I really
so
fun. Liked it.
It's so fun.
And
I
know
like it.
You were talking about the like the main album's cover art, but I'm really into the single cover art too.
They're fantastic. The Flipturn does do every once in a while they do like really great music videos.
Uh-huh.
The lyric video for this song came out like yesterday or something, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of fun. The music video for Space Cowboy.
Mm.
Oh my god. Cannot recommend enough.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's such a worthwhile watch. Mm-hmm. They do fun stuff. They do fun stuff.
That's awesome. I love when artists like, you know, put a lot of like time and effort into a music video.
It's really great.
Yeah.
I love them.
speaking of other artists that we love, next up I'm gonna play a song from Vampire Weekend. They were in town the other day.
Oh, yeah.
This is a sore subject because you know Gonzalo was gonna go, but then didn't go.
I'm real upset about it.
Your voice is getting so low and sorrowful.
I also like spent all day yesterday screaming at the Tufts Club rugby match, so my voice is like, so my voice is a little gone. So my sister Mila, who I've had on the show a couple times,
she's fantastic.
She's fantastic. She got like pre-sale tickets for Vampire Weekend's show at MSG, the Sunday matinee. They're playing a show at like noon on Sunday, which I love. She got pre-sale tickets for floor seats, and she was like, "Do you want to come with me?" And I was like, "Yes, obviously, I want to come with you."
Like, of course.
And we have a regatta that day,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna scream. However, I do love Vampire Weekend, and I'm really excited about this one because I don't think I've heard this version of it.
Yeah, because the song I'm going to play, not on Spotify, but it's just my favorite from them. Because basically yesterday when we had our e-board meeting, a couple of members of the board went, Charlie and Allie, mm-hmm. and they were talking about how fantastic it was, and then they were sending like audio recordings in our chat. Like, shout out Charlie for taking so many audio recordings.
So many audio recordings.
He sent me one for Run. I think he meant to send it to Allie, but then he sent it to me, and I was like, you know what? I'm really glad.
Run
to, like,
is such a great song, also.
Yeah, but anyways, you know what they do is they'll like extend their songs into these like 8-10 minute long versions. And that's what they did for Sunflower at Austin City Limits in 2019. This rendition is just absolutely fantastic. I listen to it actually all the time. I use it as a way to like keep time for myself. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. like, you know, I'll give myself one sunflower at Austin City Limits to like do the dishes.
Mm.
And you know what? That's all
that's all it takes. That's all it takes.
I didn't realize I had ADHD until I got to college. That's
it's one sunflower.
Yeah. Time blindness. Who?
Who? What? Who said that?
Anyways. Here is Sunflower live at Austin City Limits.
Thank you. Space. Nobody
Wow. Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah. What are your like initial thoughts? Because that was your first time hearing it.
I need just the second half of that on Spotify.
Yes.
Just the instrumental. And just like them, just like again, welcome back to Karaoke with Guns. I need just like the second half of that on Spotify so I can listen, so I can go on my playlist.
I couldn't agree with that more. Though I personally want the whole thing. I mean, the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
I remember recently they released something like through Spotify. You know, Spotify is like specific, like Spotify sessions, but they have like a new thing. It's like an outdoor sessions.
Oh.
And I thought it's like a concert recording sort of, but they only released like 3 songs from one of their showings. Yeah. And it was like, guys, I wanted another 9-minute long song.
Another jam session.
Please.
I do love those Spotify. They're often very good.
They really are. And I love when they do a little cover.
I love it when they do a cover.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie McAlpine's is very good.
What did she cover?
She covers a little bit of everything. I don't know who the original's by. But it's like this heartbreaking song. And she just does a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And then her the Spotify singles renditions of Ceilings is fun to listen to every once in a while, but it's just a different experience. Anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways,
I love it when like covers are like a different experience.
Yeah. Like it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
I feel like my favorite Spotify single cover in this moment in time, because I've been listening to it a lot recently, is Daisy by Wet Leg.
Ooh, I don't know this. I don't know it.
Do you know the band? They do like... Was it like Chase Long on the Chase Long?
Karaoke with AC. I don't know.
They went viral on TikTok because everyone like hated them. They're like, they're industry plants. But like, I don't think they are. And they went and opened for Harry Styles.
Ooh, good for them.
Yeah, but.
No, I've never heard of them. I am also not on TikTok. So people who
this
come.
This is a really good point.
Yeah, people who come through music on TikTok, I often do not know.
Yeah. But it's one of those where it was like, oh, I actually like this song from TikTok, which, you know.
Low-key heater.
Low-key. Yeah. Well, we're going to get into some more music that we both like. But first, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about autumn outdoor exercise.
What's up with autumn outdoor exercise?
So, as we both know, autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. Mm-hmm. So, if you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe in the fresh air. Reduce stress and improve your health. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you so much. I mean, it's
you
real
are
important.
Welcome.
It's real important to get out there.
Seriously.
Touch grass, as the people say.
Literally.
Literally go outside.
Yeah. I've been really enjoying like having a little like lunch moment on my porch.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's fun.
It's really nice. We have a porch in our house also.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been inside our unit?
I haven't been in your unit.
Yeah, you're not missing much. But the sunroom's really nice.
I love the sunroom.
But it's just not insulated. So the timing for it being usable is like coming to an end now. It's like starting to get to the point where it's like too chilly to just like hang out there.
That's really tragic.
It'll be back in the spring.
Yeah.
It'll come around.
You can go and bundle up and essentially sit outside.
Shiver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so... during the break, Gonzalo and I were talking about this new podcast I found called One Song. It's where they like totally break down one song, as the name implies.
I know
it's wild. I was listening to one episode about Gimme Gimme with John Early, comedian I love. And then I saw that they had another one for Barracuda by Heart, which is one of my favorite songs. Yes. A cappella with Gonzalo now.
We're back.
But it just, like, listening to that, it made me really, like, I don't know, like, refine my love for this song. Take a listen. Really, you know, focus in on that, like, as they call it in the podcast, the galloping bass line. Yes, that's weird. Anyways,
I've already given my demonstration to the audience.
Spoiling the surprise, no!
I'm gonna do it again.
Well, before you can, I'm gonna beat you to it. Okay, here's Barracuda by Heart.
I'm All right, you guys, welcome back. That was Been Caught Stealing by Jane's Addiction. Before that, we had Love You Madly by Cake and Barracuda by Heart, of course. It's just me for the rest of the hour. Gonzalo is going to pick up his trainees, so make sure you stick around so you can listen to some new voices on air. But yeah, I think up next we're going to do some Talking Heads and then, of course, some Beastie Boys. The show would not be complete without some Beastie Boys. So here's Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads.
With a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself,
Intergalactic planetary. old school hip hop. The dark suits and the lax socks. The vibes are spread just like a box. So the music is loud, they can electric shock.
The name of the king is Rock. Super educated, I'm smarter than Spock. You ever tell me you will agree? Ain't no brother like the K-I-D-D.
Alright, you guys, welcome back. That one was Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys. My name is Alicia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. It's Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I think this, we're coming towards the end of our hour here together on Indie Trash. I think I'm going to close it out with Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants, another favorite of mine. So, all right, have a wonderful week, and I'll be back next week, same time, same place.
You're at it. She can't stay out in the dark, and she'll never hold.